We are getting closer and closer to the solar plexus mutation of 2027, and we have been in this transition for quite a while. Whether you study human design or you're just noticing that something is shifting in the background, it is really obvious that there is a big change happening in our lives and in our businesses. What used to work is no longer working. If you're building a purpose-led business, you are part of this shift. And leadership in the new era is going to look very different than it did before. Welcome to the Pulse on Human Design, brought to you by bodygraph.com. I'm your host, Vanessa Naja, human design business coach and certified BG5 consultant. This episode is about the leadership that's required for entrepreneurs to successfully navigate the shift from the old era into the new era that is currently taking place. Before we dive into it, please like the video. Hit subscribe if you haven't already. It really helps our small business. It helps us spread the message to more people and entrepreneurs just like you, and we really appreciate it. We are currently shifting out of an old era that really rewarded performance and looking to outside people to be our authorities. In this era, it was very much built on logic. It was focused on creating foundations based on things that we were being told by other people, whether that be mentors or gurus or the specialists, the experts in the fields that were telling us how to run our businesses. It was very much built on hustle, performing instead of really connecting with people. Strategic sameness was a big thing. You know, this is that energy of this worked for me, so it's definitely going to work for you, and follow my, 10-step protocol and you will create exactly what I created. Everybody having the same types of launches and creating the same types of offers, these things that weren't necessarily authentic or aligned, but were something that business owners learned from supposed experts. A lot of people were copying what worked for others, and sometimes it may also have worked for them. But as we're transitioning into the new era, these old tactics, these old strategies and ways of doing business that may have worked before are no longer working. And the way this looked in business was, you have to post on Instagram 3 times a day, and you have to run your launches with a 3-part video series and then a 5-part email sequence that handles objections, and you have to get on calls and have sales scripts and know exactly what people might object to and how to convince them to buy what you are selling. There was a lot of, follow this exact funnel energy, and the more visible you are, the more income you might make. So try to go viral in any way possible so that you get a bigger audience so you can make a bigger income. There was also a lot of pushing, hustling, and pressure, and really forcing yourself to be consistent in a way that we've been conditioned to be consistent. So again, going back to the posting every day, doing the same thing in the same way repeatedly over time. And while that is actually truly authentic for some people, it's not really aligned for everyone. And even in the past, it may have worked for people that were really doing it in a way that wasn't authentic and true to them, where they really had to force their way through doing things this way. It may have worked before, it's no longer working. This is how business worked in the old era, and it really burned out a lot of people. As we approach 2027, we are moving towards a new era that is really rooted in empowerment, self-empowerment, individual sovereignty, empowering others, emotional awareness, and emotional intelligence. The old systems that worked in the past are slowly collapsing and crumbling, and it is becoming more and more obvious in the chaos that we are seeing all over the world. Major organizations are collapsing and having to restructure. Governments are collapsing. Things are massively shifting from the way that they were in the old era. And in the past, there was this blind trust in systems, in establishments, in structures, in organizations. And this trust is slowly eroding and collapsing. And people are really coming into a place where they're able to trust their own inner authority more. It's really about returning authority back to the individual versus outsourcing everything to people outside of us. And in business, this is showing up like people questioning everything that they used to just automatically trust, like marketing tactics that other people were selling them, or even marketing tactics that were being used on them. People can tell now, and they are questioning that, and they no longer trust it. They're also questioning industry leaders. The era of the guru is going away when people are really coming back to their own inner authority. People are questioning other people's credentials. Like, are those credentials actually real? Do they really matter? Do they even make a difference? Did those people just pass some tests but aren't actually embodying what they're preaching? People are questioning that. People are noticing. They are also questioning scaling at all costs. In business, we've always been taught you gotta scale. You gotta, you know, go as big as you can. And that's not actually correct for everybody. And not everybody wants that. So people are starting to question that. And lastly, people are not buying anymore just because somebody looks successful. So if you think about all of the big online influencers that are showcasing their, you know, seemingly perfect life with, you know, their big mansions and their luxury travel, there's nothing wrong with that. But when people are flaunting that and it's not actually what it seems, maybe they just rented that car, or maybe they're in a bunch of debt trying to make themselves look really successful online. Buyers are starting to pick up in that incoherence, and they're not going to be buying when something really does not feel coherent. One of the big things that is really transforming in the new era is the way that we are doing business. And if your business does not reflect who you actually are and is not authentically aligned with who you are, it will become a lot harder to sustain as we move through this transition and into the new era. Another big shift is that we are moving from foundational security energy into role model leadership energy. For a long time, business rewarded things like being very strategic, deeply studying systems, getting as many certifications as you can so you can show people that you really know your stuff. There was a lot of energy around creating certainty, teaching frameworks, all these types of things that seem to create stability. But as we move into the new era, we are now moving much more to frequency of the role model. And this means we need to really practice what we preach and actually embody what we're teaching to others. This is about really authentic leadership and sharing from your lived experience, the things that you have not only studied, but also truly embodied. So integration is such an important aspect of this new era, because you can have all the information in the world, but if it's not truly integrated, if it's not truly embodied, you can't actually role model it. And that authentic leadership aspect of it is lost. Practicing what you preach becomes so important, because in the old era, information created authority. In the new era, integration creates authority. You could get certified in all of the different nervous system regulation things that are out there. You could memorize every single thing there is to memorize about human design mechanics. Okay, that might be kind of hard because there's a lot in human design, but you could memorize a lot about human design. But if your life and your business does not actually reflect those teachings, if you haven't embodied them, people will feel it immediately. And I want you to think about what you do in your business. So for example, if you're a human design practitioner, do you just study human design? Do you just know all the information about human design? Or have you really truly deeply experimented with the system, and have you embodied it in a way that has truly changed your life? Because the former won't really sell in the new era, but the latter will naturally attract the right clients, the right situations and opportunities to you. You know, part of this solar plexus mutation is people becoming much more emotionally aware, much more attuned to the frequency of others. And when frequency, your electromagnetic frequency, your aura, is out of coherence, people can tell. So if you're trying to sell something that you haven't truly embodied, there's going to be an incoherence in the frequency. People will be able to pick it up. And while they may not be able to exactly put their finger on like what is off, they'll know something is off and they will be very unlikely to buy. And if they do buy, it'll be out of fear or scarcity or urgency. They'll buy in a way that's not truly aligned for them, and then they won't get results. And strategy is not going to completely disappear. That's not what we're talking about here. But strategy will really need to reflect who you are. there will still be things like funnels and email sequences and specific launch strategies. Your offers are still really going to matter. Marketing still is really going to matter. However, the difference is, are you doing things in a way that feels truly aligned with who you are? Or are you just copying tactics that somebody else told you you should be doing because that's what supposedly works? Your business strategies really need to be built from your own inner authority, not from imitation of others. Now, when it comes to entrepreneurships, there are three important aspects that I would really like you to take from this episode that are essential to really thriving in the new era. And the first one is that authority has to move back into your body and out of your mind. In the old era, we were very conditioned to make mind-based decisions, to ask everybody else what they thought, to outsource our authority to somebody outside of us. But in the new era, our own inner authority is really what guides our way and what leads us in our businesses. So really understanding your inner authority, following your strategy and authority in your business is so important. Just thinking about it is absolutely not going to get you to where you want to go in the new era. As things are shifting, you might notice mental pressure is becoming louder and that comparison can feel sharper. Urgency is starting to feel very destabilizing. In this new era, leadership means really deciding from inner alignment, building from alignment, slowing down when you need to slow down, and acting when the timing is right. The second thing is that visibility is self-expression, not performance. As audiences are becoming more sensitive, people do feel incoherence much faster, and your frequency really does matter. When you're able to express your true, authentic self without hiding behind fears or conditioning or doing things the way that you were taught to do them by the supposed experts, that is when you can truly shine. It is so important that you are able to really embody what you teach, practice what you preach, like I said before, and express your true, authentic self, not just perform, because people can tell the difference when you're just putting on an act or you're, you know, following the latest Instagram trend because that's what everybody else is doing, even though it's not aligned. People are going to be able to tell that, and it's not going to result in the visibility that will actually help you connect with the right people that are the right audience for you and that are the right clients for the offers that you are providing. And lastly, systems must be used in a way that protects your energy. Sustainability is a really important aspect in the new era. If you're constantly overextending yourself, that's going to backfire a lot faster in the new era. You really want to be in a place where you have a regulated nervous system, because dysregulation is really going to show up as instability. So systems are no longer just productivity tools. Systems are like containers that really protect your energy. And finding the right systems for you, the right ways of delivering your work, of organizing your work, of organizing yourself in a way that actually protects your energy and doesn't just create more productivity for the sake of productivity is also really important. Now, I want to hear from you. Is your business, the way you're running it currently, actually really sustainable for your nervous system? Do you feel like you're making your decisions truly from your inner authority, or is there still an element of outside pressure, a mental pressure, you know, the things that other people think? Are those things still affecting your decision making? And does your visibility really feel like your true, authentic self-expression, or does it still feel a little bit like performance? I would love to hear your thoughts on this. Please share in the comments. And also, it's really helpful to read other people's comments and engage with each other, because we're all going through the shift together and we may all be experiencing very similar things. And when you realize that you are not alone, it can make such a big difference as you go through the transition. Now, if you want to dive deeper on preparing your business for the transition that is less than a year away now, please join us for a free upcoming live workshop, Leadership in the New Era. You can sign up at the link in the description box, and you can also watch the replay if you are watching this after the fact. I really hope to see you there. And if you haven't already, please like the video, subscribe to our channel, leave us a review if you're listening to this on podcast. It helps us so much. It really helps us spread the message. It supports our small business, and we really appreciate it.